Calvin, did you happen to finish our music?
No.
Nope.
Way to go. Way to go.
Thank you.
We'd love to see it. We'd love to see it.
Yep.
Figured.
Who needs music, guys? Come on.
Are you going to use GarageBand?
I've used GarageBand, and it's really annoying to do on your phone, and it won't work on my computer.
Really?
Huh. On my computer.
Isn't that only for Apple?
Yeah. It won't work on like the MacBook because they want me to buy it.
Oh.
But it'll work on my phone because it's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So. No.
That's crazy.
Probably find a site off of GitHub to do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Welcome to Uninformed.
So
crazy.
I mean, I've done nothing to prepare for today's episode.
Great, you didn't need to.
I hope someone else did.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it is. I feel kind of left in the dark here.
I threw some stuff together.
Oh, good.
Some would you rather questions.
That's why we're not the moderators. We just don't have to worry about this.
True.
Yeah. I got a document. I got like almost 20 here.
Oh, sweet.
And also websites that have like literally hundreds of them. So if we somehow run out, then, because I don't know how long we'll talk about each of these, but
I'll think
some
of
probably
some.
Longer than others.
I'll think of something too. I'll like. Would you rather eat?
Ew, that sounds so weird.
Humans or dogs?
Definitely a dog. Probably.
Probably a psycho either way.
Would you rather eat me or Max?
Okay.
Oh, in what context?
Yeah, you're actually weird.
In the literal context.
Oh, okay.
And then in your figurative context.
I think Max would provide a little more sustenance.
Okay, buddy.
That's probably true.
I'm actually only 170 pounds right now. Oh, 171 and a half.
I'm only like 160 right now.
Well, so Max has like muscle, and I don't have muscle.
You have... Like,
yeah. Like, there's not a lot here. I don't know what the nutrients in skin is. And then you go underneath the skin and it's bone and like...
We could like deep fry you.
Oh, we could. Like we could make them crispy.
Wrap them in bacon.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Wait, pot.
Humans on a stick. It's like the, like there's deep fried, deep fried Calvin.
It's like a torture method. Like, roast them over the fire.
Oh, that's not torture. That's just murder.
Yeah, it's like an ancient torture method. All right, should we do some of these?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, don't we have to film an intro?
We have to introduce ourselves this time.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Should we record a separate intro that we just played at the start of all of our videos or no? Not videos, episodes.
Just introduce ourselves
every time, let's, I think. Yeah, that's fine. All right, well, I'm Tate.
Hi, Tate.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Tate.
Hi, Isaiah. And I'm Cal. And between Tate and I and the other two people that didn't say their names.
I'm Isaiah.
I'm Max.
And I'm Cal again.
And we are Uninformed.
The podcast about nothing.
About whatever we want.
And we're just...
And you'll listen to it.
It's our podcast, Brad.
Or not.
No one, decision. No one listens.
All right.
For now.
Tate, what's the topic today?
All right. We're going to do some would you rather questions. I got like maybe almost 20 here. And if we go through those, then I'll just look on a random website and we'll start taking from that. But I mean, I think if we get through these, we'll probably have plenty of time. So.
All right. So when you ask these questions, is everybody going to go around one at a time and say what they would rather do?
Yeah. Whoever can think of something first, because I mean, you'll probably want to take a little bit of time to think about these.
All right. So everybody try and do one, try and be fast-ish and thinking of your things, and then we'll move on to the next question.
Take.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to think. I mean, it's one or the other.
Isaiah
has two brain cells.
I know how to pick one or the other.
It's just like a zero or one bit in your head. It's like true or false,
eeny,
true or
meeny,
false.
Miny, mo. All right, let's do the first one. So the first one I got Would you rather lose the ability to read any new books for life or give up on playing all video games for the next 5 years?
I ain't reading another book
again. I ain't reading another... Wait. All new books?
New books.
New... Okay, yeah. So that doesn't include, like...
It's new books. As in books you haven't
books
read?
Books you haven't read.
Oh, but who's, okay, who's to say it's not new books as in books written past this point?
I'm saying right now. It's books that you haven't read.
Got it.
Yes.
It's easily the books. Easily the
still
books.
Read books I'd that have already
to,
read.
I'd have to give up on video games for the next... Because it's only for 5 years, and I do love playing video games, but no more books for life is kind of sad.
Yeah.
No new books.
Yeah.
Like, you only reread so much.
I never reread books. I don't think I've ever reread a book.
I reread books.
I've reread Harry Potter. But
you, wait, what?
I've reread Harry Potter.
Okay. I've reread Harry Potter 7 times.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't tell you the last time I read a book.
Okay. I don't know which one you're choosing.
Books.
maybe junior year. Okay. Oh, well, I guess.
So I have one question. Do these, so in terms of like the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Is that include all books that I haven't read up to that point? So like
we'll count the Bible as like
one book.
One book. Yes.
It's one book?
Yeah, okay. you can
so
still,
since I've read most of the Bible, I can still read it.
Yeah, you can read all the stuff you haven't read. It's like, part of the same book.
If I read the title of the book, does that count as having read the book?
No.
Probably not.
What if I read the back?
You're going to read...
Like,
you haven't read that many books, though. Like,
also, like, do still... books just become, like, insanely heavy that I just can't, like, grab them? Like,
it's just hypothetical.
Do they just disappear?
They disappear. That's it.
Isaiah's using quantum mechanics to decipher.
I gotta figure out.
They're invisible to you, so other people can read them and you can't.
Yeah.
And when other people talk about them, you can't hear them.
And if I throw them at you, you'll feel them, but you won't see them.
Who's to say I haven't read those books? You'll never know.
But
until I start screaming when you start throwing them at me.
All right. Yeah, I think that's answered.
I don't know which one I would choose, because giving up and playing video games for the next 5 years, that's probably when I'm going to play them the most. I don't know if I'm going to play much after that.
It's like Deltarune has yet to be completed.
Yeah.
Be terrible if you can play that, but
you have to wait 5 years.
I think
by then it probably wouldn't even be done.
I think so. I think I could wait 5 years.
Yeah.
Imagine my minions in 5 years from Hypixel Skyward. Oh.
Be dead.
Good luck with your college textbooks.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I
probably have to.
You bring up a good point.
I'd have to give up on playing video games just because of that, probably.
Or you can just, like, study with other people.
Still play,
you don't have to read the
still
books.
Play board games.
I mean, ChatGPT exists for a reason.
Give me a break.
that's one workaround. It's true. All right, should we go on to the second one?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you rather live in a world where all music is created by TikTok influencers or live in a world where every movie is directed by a prominent YouTuber?
Ouch.
I would go with a YouTuber. I would go with a YouTuber.
They're both kind of bad.
I'd
probably do that.
Why the YouTuber, Max?
So the question was, would you rather have music made by TikTok influencers?
Yeah, so all music would be like the really popular, like, the stuff you see on like YouTube Shorts all the time.
Okay, that I would go insane if I were to listen to that.
Anyone would.
I feel like, although maybe controversial and at some point, like the movie might not be good, there still could possibly, there's always going to be bad movies out there, but I feel like YouTubers could have a better chance.
Hey, Mr. Beast would make great movies.
He's just going to make like a...
He'd make like Squid Games.
Squid Games? But real life.
It's Godzilla. Exactly. It's not. Due to international copyright laws, it's not. You should still run like it's Godzilla. That's what Mr. Beast is going to do with Squid Games.
I won't watch.
What?
I won't watch Squid Games.
I won't either.
You won't watch Squid Games?
No.
No?
Unless I can learn Korean.
You could just do subtitles.
You're going to watch it subbed?
You can watch.
Have you not ever seen those movies that like... The movie's in English, but their mouth, they're talking a different language.
Yeah.
It's like, It's so hard to watch. You just can't.
They don't like sync up.
Right, they don't at all. It's like
weird.
I feel like those are like weird. The Japanese like
samurai
really movies. Poor done movies. Not or like they're not like Hollywood type movies.
Possibly. Low budget.
Possibly.
They're like really low budget. If they can't get different translations.
Or they were just added a translation in because they're more popular in another country, but they wanted to reach every market. Possibly.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that. Like, do they have to like make new scenes for different, like for like high production movies? Do they make like...
I think so, yeah.
I wonder if they just use CGI to like change the how the lips move for each language or something.
Well, I mean, for what kind of movies are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't watch much movies.
People, no. I'm pretty sure that does not happen.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd have to pick the movies because I could still watch TV shows. Nothing changed with those. And I'd rather not lose all of my music because I'm guessing if you do the TikTok influencer, all of your music tastes, like all your music is gone and you just have to listen to KSI song over and over again for the rest of your life. I'm not really down for that, honestly.
That would suck.
So do all past things would stay how they are, though? Like, it's not like all songs...
No, you live in a world where all music is created by TikTok influencers.
I'm
going
to have to do...
music, period.
Darn. I've watched a lot of movies in my day, but I've also listened to a lot of songs. So which has been more...
No more Weird Al.
I think I have to... go with the movies by YouTubers because I like the music how it is too much.
Yeah. There's some pretty well produced like YouTube videos too. As well that I've seen.
It's true. Yeah. Some YouTube videos are crazy.
Yeah. All right. Third one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be 3 feet taller or 3 feet shorter?
3 feet taller, 100%.
3 feet taller.
Yep. I'd be 9 foot instantly.
9 feet tall.
Like, no, guys. He would be.
You have to like crouch down in every
11.
Room.
That's fine. I'm not gonna be like.
He's not gonna be 9 feet tall. He's gonna be 8 feet tall.
What are you gonna be?
I'm
like,
not 5'7"
feet
tall.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna wait. Do I just shrink like proportionally? If I shrink.
Yeah.
You just shrink.
You don't like.
So I don't have like health issues.
Isaiah, you shrink to 3'11".
You'd be mini me. This is great.
No, not even 3'11". I'd be 2'11".
Wait, what? Oh yeah, you'd be 2'11". Oh yeah, you'd be 2'11". That's like midget size.
Yeah,
that's smaller. Than
I'm sorry to all midgets out there. I don't mean to like criticize, but
midgets are like 3 foot something typically.
So you'd be like a.
Okay, but like think of the all the things I could do.
You're gonna crawl in.
Think
events.
Of all the hidden rooms in my house I can have.
You're gonna get eaten alive by a golden retriever.
Okay, but like, that's fine. You know how many things I could ride at that point? Like, I could ride my dog wherever I want.
Ooh.
Like a steed.
You're gonna get squashed by the nearest horse you run into.
Yeah, it's probably
hit by a car.
Yeah. Bro.
It's gonna be on the crosswalk.
I can't,
be like,
I can't drive. I have to wear like stilts to drive.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't be
a
able
new
to drive.
Driver is gonna just not see you and run you over.
Ah, it'll be fine,
dude. You're gonna get mauled by a raccoon.
I'll wear, I'll wear like a big flag.
You're gonna be mauled
like
by a rabid raccoon.
I gotta say, I agree with Isaiah here. I think I'd be small too.
It'd be kind of fun.
Like if you actually proportionately shrink. I feel like I'd be a little leprechaun, and I could just you're not even a student, you're old.
I feel like Isaiah's an actual leprechaun.
Whoa, accusations.
That's true. Isaiah would be.
I
an
would
actual
like
one.
You could wear children's clothing.
It's
I
true.
Mean,
yeah, you pay
less.
Save
weird.
A ton of money. It,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thought. I feel like people really. It's not a massive jump in price until you go into the like XLs, double XLs.
Well, if you could wear, like, baby shoes, then, yeah, you'd be saving some.
You probably also have to... You would only need to eat less food, probably, and drink less water.
It's true. But
probably. I don't know how that works, but...
And you could drive around in a go-kart.
So true. I could drive around in those mini cars.
Could you reach the pedals, though?
In a go-kart? Probably.
Yeah, I'll just modify one of those little baby cars to have like an actual engine in it.
Oh, like the red ones with like the yellow ceilings.
Oh yes, those ones.
Where you like use your legs to like drive around.
You just make them like super overpowered. Just put a jet engine on the back of them.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like big flags.
Tate, what would you do?
I'd probably.
Time's up.
I'd probably do 3 feet shorter too, honestly. I was thinking 3 feet taller originally, but
you guys brought up think of the menace I would be in the NBA.
It would be crazy.
Okay, but like you're gonna break your ankles.
And no, I'm not. I've really good ankles.
Okay, but like statistically, taller people have more.
But he's a special tall person.
Oh. So he has
special tall person.
So there's nothing wrong.
It's just him.
But, it's just him, but taller.
But increased by X proportion.
Okay, yeah. So if he's it's basically 1.5 times max.
Yeah. He's being scaled up. Yeah.
You'd actually be a unit then.
A unit.
You'd be bulkier too.
He'd only be like 240 pounds. Bro would be like this big of an 8'11" guy.
What's your shoe size right now?
My shoe size right now is 12.
Like, yeah, you'd have to pay a fortune in shoes.
Bro,
like,
shoes.
Big shoes are 15. Size 18. Yeah, you have to size 15 shoes.
You realize how much?
No, not 15. He is 8 feet 11 inches. It's got to be like size 18 or 19.
What?
Maybe.
He would be we could probably do some math
to figure out those proportions and like get his actual shoe size.
I mean, yeah, if you're 1.5, then it'd be 18.
Yeah.
I suppose if we're thinking about that, right?
But I don't know how shoe size correlates to.
All right. Well, that I would assume my feet would grow a little bit, but
a little. They get 1.5 times bigger. So if your shoe is if your foot is this big, your foot then becomes that big.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, could you imagine?
Size 18 feet. You'd have if you're size 12 scaled to size.
Hey, but I'm a crazy shoes. NBA player. You don't realize
those
that.
Be like custom
wait,
shoes.
Wait, never a minute. We're thinking about sizes wrong. Unless wait, are sizes based on inches? Or
I don't know.
Are sizes just based on random?
I don't know if they're like incrementally.
Sizes is they're based on the length of your foot and how wide your foot is.
Okay, I don't know what size shoes you would have.
It would be like 14 or 15.
No.
It probably, I don't know.
Shaq wore size 16 shoes.
Yeah, but you don't realize that I wear like 11.5 to 12s.
How tall 12s is Shaq? At most.
I feel like you don't realize how much taller you would be.
Compared to Shaq.
You would be one of the tallest people to ever live.
Oh, yeah.
If you were 8'11".
9 foot.
Shaq was 7'1".
Yeah, so you'd be almost 2 feet taller than Shaq. What would the shoe size be of a 9 foot?
This is why we're called the Uninformed Podcast.
We're Googling stuff. We're asking Google AI to like answer our questions.
So Max
potentially
would be
20 plus.
What? No way.
Or even custom sizes.
Yeah, custom. You probably
yeah. You probably just
big enough. You'd have to get custom sizes. And that'd be expensive.
I'm going crazy in the NBA. No question.
That's true. He would though.
Okay, but he has all the time to make it to the NBA.
Would you be allowed to play in the NBA if you're that tall? You could just like go up to the rim and just like drop it.
It's not my fault. I'm 9 feet tall.
You discriminate against 9 foot people.
Yao Ming could do that already. He could just.
Isn't Yao Ming like 7'5"?
Somewhere in there. I think jeez. He was taller than Shaq, I'm pretty sure. He was like 7'6" or something.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Would you rather be kidnapped by pirates or kidnapped by aliens?
Depends. What's being done to me?
Does the time frame change? That's my first question. Does the time frame change? So if I'm kidnapped by pirates,
how long are
am
we
I
kidnapped?
Placed back in a pirate's time? Like,
how oh, I see. Are they like pirate like
no like modern,
what does a modern pirate look like?
I don't know, going to like cargo ships and with their boat and then breaking in.
The modern pirate is someone who steals
just steals like stuff on the internet. Kidnapped by some guy.
I don't want to be kidnapped by you guys. I mean, that's scary.
We're talking like traditional pirates back in the 1600s.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And aliens would be present day though, right?
I mean, what's the difference between present day aliens and like old aliens? We don't know.
How long are we kidnapped for? Are we kidnapped indefinitely?
You're kidnapped indefinitely.
Until rescued? Okay.
Yeah, or returned.
I just do aliens because modern day pirates sounds kind of boring.
I mean, no, not modern day pirates. Yeah. Back in the
probably
day
more dangerous
pirates.
Too. Honestly, I don't think aliens would kidnap you like to kill you. Pirates might.
I'm gonna get
make you walk the plank.
Han Solo and Chewbacca are aliens.
Nah, I'm gonna have
putting on my shades to cover up my eyes.
I'm gonna have to go with the pirates, man. I'll join their crew.
Join their crew.
I'll sail the seven seas, stealing treasure.
I do the aliens, Loki.
Max is going to get probed.
No, I'm going to fight in the Galactic War with Admiral Akbar.
And wait, what?
You mean Star Wars?
Yeah. They're all technically aliens.
I suppose.
Because Han Solo was born on Corellia.
Okay, aliens, but you don't get to pick what aliens you get kidnapped by.
Yeah.
It's true.
So what if it was like...
Oh, I could get...
What if it's the little green aliens that...
Like the Hutts.
What if haunt really bad horror movies?
What if you're kidnapped by the alien?
The crop circles.
You know, from stuff. Aliens.
I don't know.
Oh, what if it's illegal? Oh, what was that movie? Is that what it was called?
Dab a Brother Up. We're chill.
What was it? Or was it like Area 51 or something?
No.
Like the cartoon aliens. Where the astronaut goes to play and like all the Yandu? Aliens, it's just like Earth, but they're aliens instead, and they're like
I could get kidnapped like called. Peter Quill.
Monsters versus Aliens.
Peter
no,
Quill.
No, it's different.
It'd be a Peter what? Quill type situation.
Oh yeah, Quill. That's so true though. He could become the next Star Lord.
Exactly.
I think that's worth it.
Okay, but that's saying the aliens won't probe him and test him for the rest of time.
But again, you're like, yeah, I mean, so they could probe you and test you. But then they could be like, oh, he's okay, I guess.
I run the chance of either being kidnapped by like Han Solo and Chewbacca, Yondu, or just absolute freak aliens that I get.
Freak aliens. Max is gonna get.
No, I mean like the weird aliens that try and probe me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm running that. I'm taking that risk.
Let's keep going.
I'm not taking that risk, Calvin. You, what are you going
with? Oh, the aliens.
Yeah, hey. I'm going aliens.
Whoa, we don't like pirates?
I do. They'd
probably return me eventually.
They're probably going to decapitate you if I'm
going
to be
honest. They're not kidnapping you. They're probably not going to
I'll just slaughter entire villages for them. It's okay. It's worth. Me to become rich. Worth.
There's good pirate kidnapping movies.
Me when bro says.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Princess's Bride.
Dude, I could be like.
I've seen none of those.
You've not seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Wow, that's crazy.
I haven't either, so.
What?
We'll watch it sometime. Yeah. It's a good, it's worth watching.
Okay.
No, but we can't. Yeah. We can only watch videos made by YouTubers.
Oh, shoot. That's yeah. right. Yeah. Never mind. We'll listen to the soundtrack.
Okay.
True. Wait. That's weird.
All right, next one. Would you rather only be able to swim in pools or only be able to swim in lakes?
Lakes. This is not even hard.
Lakes. 100%.
Sorry, Tate.
I'm going pools.
Yeah, you would. You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like I don't go tubing really. No, I like pools because they're always clean.
No, they're not. They're full of
you
piss.
Have to clean. They're way cleaner than lakes.
They are
bro.
Full of piss, dude.
So are lakes.
Yeah, but they're.
But it's fish.
It's just fish piss. I'd rather swim like fish piss
and waste.
And.
At least you can't feel the water getting warmer in a lake. Like, if somebody would pee in the pool, you can feel that.
And you can definitely see when they pee in the pool, that's for sure.
No.
No.
Only certain pools.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go pool. Because, like, I mean, you pretty much exclude every hotel pool. You pretty much exclude, like, everything.
I don't want to swim in that thing.
What? People can die in hotel pools.
I remember sometimes.
Yeah. I've seen it almost happen.
Who died then?
My brother.
How?
So at the robotics competition, we stay in this really, really nice hotel. 5 stars. And they have this great pool there.
Yeah.
but every year when the kids go, they all play these games. Well, there's a lot of chicken fighting, but then they also would like pick people up and throw them high into the water. And then that a particular time, the people lifting was like, one was way stronger, one was not as strong. So it went super sideways right to the wall. Barely missed the edge.
I was sitting right there.
Yeah.
And almost died.
Almost smacked the head on the concrete.
Ah, he would have been fine. No character.
Oh, man.
So I'm good without the pools.
Like, and I can still fish in lakes. So
I'm also pretty biased
because
I have a pool. But.
Yeah.
We're talking about all lakes. Would that mean oceans as well?
No. What? An ocean is not a lake.
It's just a large, very large lake.
No, it's an ocean.
Yeah.
There are saltwater lakes.
It would be something else.
They're all salt.
Ocean is an ocean. Lakes are any... Do I need to look up the definition of lake?
No, I mean, how often do you swim in oceans? Like, never. It's not really,
I can
it's not really like enough to be relevant.
I'll live next to the ocean and have a pool. If you live next to the ocean, you can't have no pool.
The thing is, that's just showing off for money. If you live next to the ocean, you have a pool.
Like every Florida house has
flex. Every Florida
that's true.
House.
Yeah.
Which is actually
That's true.
They just have to cover up their pool and pretend it's not there.
I'm not even kidding. My cousin lived 15 minutes from the beach and had a pool in his backyard.
It's just more convenient.
Yeah. It's always clean.
And you can just chill in your own pool.
You're not going to get eaten by sharks.
Hey, there's a lot of maintenance to go with the pool. There's no maintenance I have to do when I go swim in the lake.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I just let the zebra mussels clean out the water.
Brooks Lake isn't super nasty. The only nasty lake near us is Collinwood.
Needs some zebra mussels.
They're all kind of nasty. They're all filled with milweed. It's pretty gross.
Milweed.
Collinwood's terrible.
Yeah.
Collinwood's just always bad.
You can grow an extra toe at Collinwood.
The reason it's bad is from the milweed.
This next one, Max brought up once before. It's from Minecraft Story Mode.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Would you rather fight 100 chicken-sized zombies or 10 zombie-sized chickens? And we'll say the 10 zombie-sized chickens are trying to kill you.
10 zombie-sized chickens.
It's a
no-brainer. You're essentially fighting
a human chicken.
Wait, you said 10, 100
zombie-sized chickens. So like little zombies, like
You cannot do
ankle
it.
High that you could like.
Okay,
wait, 100 chicken, 100 chicken-sized zombies.
Yeah.
Okay,
10 zombie-sized chickens.
I'm taking the chickens all day. Have you ever
been pecked by a chicken?
Yeah, no. It doesn't hurt that bad.
They kill each other.
They get pretty, yeah.
Well, yeah.
They kind of like tear each other apart.
Would you rather
fight
if they're human size?
You're telling me you would rather fight 100 like baby zombies?
Yeah, you could just kick them.
What if they bite you?
It's like Minecraft zombies though. They won't infect you.
Yeah, baby zombies are like the worst, aren't they?
Yes, baby zombies are the worst to kill.
Yeah.
You couldn't kill 10 baby zombies if they were
probably not in Minecraft, but this is real life.
Oh, okay.
Like tiny little guys that are like running at you. They don't have that
much.
So
I'm fighting the chicken from Family Guy.
Wait, yeah, 10 of those.
So yeah, you're fighting 10 super chickens or 100 little zombies.
Or 100 little zombies.
I'm fighting the chickens. Well, and I'm shooting them in the head.
According to this logic.
Yeah, well, that's exactly
don't
what
get
I would
a gun.
Do.
You gotta fight.
I'd run away then.
No, you have to fight them. And they're fighting back too.
They'll fight each other. That's what chickens do.
No.
I'm packing those guys up. I'm not even kidding you.
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Let's mutate some chickens.
We'll engineer the fight for you.
Well, I'll put you guys, let's all go buy some Family Guy chicken costumes off of Amazon and recreate this fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they'll do some damage. They're big.
Yeah, but
huge beak impaling you, 10 of them at once.
That's if they
okay,
hit me.
Okay, but think about this.
Yeah, but
right?
They will hit you because there's 10 of them.
The 100 baby sized or chicken sized zombies.
Chicken sized zombies.
Or zombie sized, chicken sized zombies. Right? It's basically like one gorilla versus 100.
That's what I was thinking.
We'll talk about that one later, I'm sure.
So, I'm sure, you know, I feel like it'd be easier to just kick them in the face with my steel toe boots.
I feel like you're just not going to have the time. I don't know what it is. But I think if you'll kick you'll probably kick 10 of them in the face.
With one kick.
But that's not saying that they won't get back up. And also, you're going to get swarmed.
That's true.
You're going to get swarmed. It's just like the gorilla question.
Well, no one said they were fast.
Yeah, if these are a typical real-life zombie looks like really slow and dull.
And if they're that small, they're probably like infants.
I'm just imagining a baby zombie from Minecraft.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a baby zombie.
Zombies are the size of a chicken.
Like, think about 10 chickens from Minecraft. They don't even try and hurt you. Like, I'd be easy.
No, but they have. But they're fighting back.
They don't do a good job of that in Minecraft, so I feel like if that's the case.
If we're going by that logic, then I suppose.
Well, we're not going by that logic. We're going by the logic where they try to kill you.
That's the logic in Minecraft story mode.
Wait, in Minecraft story mode, chickens try and kill you?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
The question is from Minecraft story mode, so wouldn't you apply all the Minecraft logic?
You're probably right. Yeah, I'd probably go full size chickens. 100 is a lot. All right, we'll keep going. All right, would you rather be able to control water, fire, earth, or air?
Okay, just so I just want to start off with saying Avatar is not that good of a show.
We're not going to get into this now, but yeah. I completely disagree with you.
I'm aware.
All right. I'd probably do Earth, honestly.
You go with Earth.
What does Earth include? I don't understand.
Rock,
so
stone.
Anything.
Does it include sand. All forms of bending? All forms of the bending, or just the primary bending form?
All forms.
So
unless it's something like mud bending.
Essentially,
includes water bending.
All that's forms.
A special form.
So you can do blood bending.
That's
a form of water.
That's
bending.
A form, I suppose.
So, like, earthbending would include earth, metal, and lava bending.
Yeah.
How does lava not fall under fire's domain?
We'll say. We'll say
it's molten material.
Yeah, you're not controlling the fire. Hot, you're just controlling the earth elements of the magma.
Got it.
I'm gonna have to go with water bending. I mean, yeah, I'm like immortal at that point. You come near me, I just
just dehydrate you.
I don't even have to kill you. I just take enough water to where you like get crippled.
Just pass out.
So really the only thing good about firebending is the fire itself and then lightning.
You can how does lightning?
That's really the only thing. I would go with air because air is not only amazing, but also one of the air abilities is just flight. I can fly.
Okay. That's true. But like I just suck.
And also implosion bending. Have you seen that? The little thing that he shoots just a straight missile of air straight at you and it's an explosion.
Yeah, if you had air bending, couldn't I just take all the air away from you and you would starve like of oxygen? I've got a leg.
But you're gonna die too.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wouldn't you make a vacuum?
Yeah, I could suck
you
into space.
You can make like a black hole.
But also, when you shoot air at me, I can add water to the air to make it more heavy. You know what I mean?
I'm not shooting air at you. I'm taking air away from you. So you're just adding water. Where are you getting the water from?
Breathe.
There's no water around you.
I'll just breathe. I'll take the water out of your body and put it into my body. And then breathe.
I'm gonna throw you out of space. Like, the vacuum thing is genius.
You don't have that much power.
I'm just trying to think of like the practicality of like earthbending because you can literally make any solid object you want.
Essentially.
Didn't we have some talk about this at Calvin's house sometime?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
You can make a lot of money earthbending, like be a sculpture, like an engineer guy.
You could just make literally any solid object. Because you can't do that with like water or fire or wind or airbending.
I want to look up all the like
all the variations of each.
If I had airbending, though, I could be the hero of the world if I had airbending, because I could take all the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and stop global warming.
Reverse global warming and kill every animal because of how cold it gets.
I mean, even if you could do that, how long would that take?
I don't know how powerful am I.
How would you ever be able to?
Well, how could you sculpt like the Taj Mahal? How much power do you have?
That's not. It's a good question. I don't know what would be reasonable. Probably you not.
One atom a day. You can move one
atom. One atom. You're never clearing that atmosphere. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably you can't like construct like a whole building at once. But you can construct aspects of a building. Like you can make a wall at all at once or something.
Elsa can do that.
It's true. Was that ice bending?
Yeah, what's...
So water bending has ice bending, snow bending, and steam bending, as well as plant bending, blood bending.
Oh, I suppose.
Healing and spirit bending.
Wow. What? Wow. Okay. So I control everything.
As well as mud and clouds. Earth bending has sand bending, crystal bending, metal bending, lava bending,
hail,
seismic sensing. So take and sense literally anything.
Earthquakes, bro.
Fire bending is heat bending.
Suck lightning, body heat away.
Lightning bending, combustion bending, which is the one I talked about actually.
Those are all lame. What did you choose? Fire bending.
Flame divination.
How did the Fire Nation?
Nation do so well? It's just probably because their bending is like primarily attacking.
And then air is sound bending, light and spirit projection, air bending.
Spirit projection. I feel like this is where I want to be.
I feel like water bending is the most healthy version.
Oh, man.
So
there's so many.
So I can control all of weather.
I'd just straight be an architect, bro. Like, I can bend metal.
Like
Tate has the most sub-bending parts. That's crazy.
That'll be sweet.
Crystal? You can just, like, Tate can make himself as rich as he wants.
Yeah.
I can just take all the metals out of the earth.
Yeah, and then kill everyone.
As well as seismic sensing. You can literally sense when people are moving around you.
Oh, that would be cool. That's right, yeah, because Toph can do that.
She was the creator of seismic.
That's right. She was also blind, though, so.
Well, she was blind. That's how she like,
Loki, the best character on the show.
Loki.
She's so funny.
I guess, yeah. If I'm thinking about I'm the only person that has this ability, I mean, for sure, and maybe either way, I'd choose airbending because, like, especially the sound thing, I didn't know about that because Avatar sucks and I don't watch it.
Okay.
Watch your mouth there, boy.
Stay on topic.
I would go with air. Even with all the bending of Earth, I would still go with air.
You could be a superhero if you can change what people can hear. I've thought about that a lot, actually. It's one of the fun things to think about. If you can change people's sight and their hearing, you can make everything just go dark and
you could,
sounds all around.
You can literally control people's reality.
Yeah.
That's also like assuming that Tate has all access to all these bending powers.
Okay, but not ever. Stop natural disasters like floods and hurricanes and all of it.
Well, that's probably pretty good too.
I suppose, yeah.
Probably better for more people than my thing is.
Yeah, I'm not manipulating people into believing that I'm a superhero. Well, we have different goals.
Calvin's gonna take over the world with this. He's gonna use it for evil.
And I'll just be sitting there stopping hurricanes on the beach. I'll just be living.
All right, let's go to the next one. Would you rather be stoned to death by pickles or drown in ketchup?
I would rather be stoned to death by pickles.
You'll never die.
You take forever to die.
You would starve to no.
I can low-key pick up the pickles and just eat them.
How are you going to pick them up?
But it would just delay the inevitable.
You would make it years potentially.
You could be getting food and water from that.
You'd rather drown in ketchup? That's disgusting.
Yeah, drowning is like
drowning is like the worst
uncomfortable way to die.
Actually, no.
Nah, I feel like we're
not really, but like still pretty.
You would die of dehydration if you were eating pickles.
No, because
you don't have to eat the pickles. I'm just saying if
you
want to.
They keep
you
alive while they stone you. They don't let you die to natural causes. They just stone you to death. But most people who get stoned only last like a day.
But that's with stones.
So we need like millions of people to throw pickles at us.
I'm fine with that.
Ocean of pickles.
But if you're dying, wouldn't you rather die in like happiness and pickles or just
pickles?
Yeah, pickles would be a good way.
You'd probably like sooner like starve for thirst.
Yeah,
death,
you'd probably starve.
Oh, but you probably die that before you actually die.
But that's not how you die. Pickles. It says you die
that's
by
right.
stoning.
Yes.
So you
literally
die by
just
people stoning you and you die because you've starved.
So you'd probably be like edge of starving, like edge of death. And then
someone gets
like, and then the pickle, temple. Yeah. And ray then the one temple. Random pickle finishes the job. That's how that would go.
Some little kid with a pickle. I've got this.
Now it's my turn.
I got him.
So Max is still pickles.
I'm still pickles.
I'm choosing on. Pickles.
Isaiah's pickles.
Dude, imagine how bad the ketchup pool would smell, bro.
That would be so. That's. I like ketchup, but I don't like it that much where I might like.
You want to die in it?
Yeah, that's just disgusting.
It'd probably kill you.
It'll be faster than.
It's just death. Cucumbers and vinegar or tomatoes and vinegar. That's really like how you're dying.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
That's true.
Pick your vegetable.
Pick your vegetable. Oh. Wait, stone to death by pickles fruits, would be funnier.
I'd rather get stoned to death by tomatoes than drown in ketchup.
I do like ketchup.
Did you just choose a third option? Death by throwing tomatoes?
Reminds me of the throwing tomatoes emote in Fortnite.
Okay.
I've thrown tomatoes at someone before at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty fun.
Can we go like buy a jar of pickles after this and just start throwing it at each other?
Just start throwing it. Pickle fight.
Just to see how much
it would hurt. No, that's a waste of perfectly good pickles. No chance. I would eat them.
Store-bought pickles? I would never touch those.
What? You would never touch Costco pickles?
I've never had Costco pickles. Oh, are they good?
They're so good. They're like the best pickles I've had.
Really big ones?
No, just the like cut up ones.
Oh, you're talking about like in the jar still?
Yeah. Okay. I see. I don't know about the big ones. Wait, what?
Can you just buy like one pickles?
What?
One
like dill pickles?
Possessions or whatever?
Really?
Something? I don't know.
You mean like those ones? Like, oh, those ones are so good too.
Monster pickles.
Imagine getting stoned to death by those. Oh my god.
Taylor likes monster pickles.
They're good.
Okay, what's up next?
Would you rather be trapped in a room with 1,000 bees for an hour or be stuck in a psychedelic nightmare for one full day?
Are these honey? What kind? Are these honeybees or these killer wasps? Or
they're just honeybees.
Whoa, so
they
like.
They can still sting you, but like there's 1,000 of them in a room.
Okay. How big is this room?
We'll say it's like.
This size.
It's as big as. It's big enough for you to fit in, but not any bigger, basically. It's like as wide as you.
So it's a box.
Yeah, it's a box. It's basically a box.
So imagine wearing a beekeeper. There's enough room for.
Then I would not.
So
there's I would choose the psychedelic nightmare.
You're in a beekeeper suit that's filled with bees.
The bees are inside.
You're in
the suit
a coffin filled with bees.
Oh yeah, basically. Coffin filled.
But
with
they're not gonna sting you unless they're like threatened.
No, but if there's that, if it's that,
they're gonna be agitated.
Oh, that get hot actually.
That too, yeah.
They make a lot of.
If it was this room, I think I would try this.
You would
and
die.
I'd sit under here and I'd never move. But if it was like a smaller room, I would.
Okay, but keep this in mind. With the psychedelic thing, you're in it for a full day.
But I'm going to be fine after.
But the thing is, some people live like 6 months and 10 minutes from psychedelic stuff. And you're an entire day.
They just think they live 6 months.
Yeah, but it feels that long.
It's not like their body goes through 6 months of life.
So, okay, but let's say. Their brain does. let's say that you feel like you live 6 months in 10 minutes. You're living an average of what, three years times.
POV, how it feels to be in Satoru Gojo's infinity domain.
You'd be living essentially 72 years of life in a nightmare.
Who said it's a nightmare?
I did.
Oh, it's
not a psychedelic nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, so like.
Whatever your like subconscious mind thinks is like super scary.
Well,
it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wow, that's scary.
I think I could take Five Nights at Freddy's now. I've watched way too many videos.
Gavin, you want to go back to my house
live,
after this?
You think you live like inside the?
Let's inside all the go to Max's house.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's almost like nine.
The first game seems scariest, honestly, based on the graphics. And
everyone,
the Golden Freddy.
Everyone else of our friends watched and laughed at me and did not help me.
As you played it?
As I played it.
It's not that hard.
It's scary, though.
What?
You know I don't.
What's the scariest game you've played that you think Five Nights at Freddy's is scary?
Five Nights at Freddy's would be the scariest game I've played.
It's only one horror game I've played.
Have you never played, like, Outlast, bro?
No.
What's Outlast?
Valorant's scarier than Five Nights at Freddy's, bro. Well,
when I get jump scared.
Maybe the concept of it.
When I go around the corner and get headshot by some guy who's just sitting there. Bro, that's scary. Ever played, like, VR shooter games, bro? And then you just get headshot and just murked around a corner? Like, you're just, it's over.
Actually, yeah, I've played Super Hot, and it's not, like, Super nothing Hot's looks scary good. About it, but...
Dude,
but
when you get shot in the head, it's trippy. It's weird.
It is kind of, it's freaky.
It makes you like feel a certain way. It's weird.
Okay, so wait.
Wait, what was the question?
The psychedelic. Rethinking the psychedelic nightmare.
Honestly, I hate bees enough to go with the psychedelic nightmare because it's not real.
I'm just worried I'm going to die from the bees.
You would die from 1,000 bee stings. I guarantee you.
Honey bee stings.
Let me look.
Yeah, like, yes.
I just don't think they would. I think you could, like, if you just didn't bug them, they actually wouldn't all collectively go.
Okay, but, like, how long are you in there?
They would literally crawl all over you and they wouldn't sting you if you stayed perfectly still. You'd be fine.
But, like, if a bee is crawling on your face, and then if 17 other bees are crawling on your face, you're telling me you couldn't, like, sneeze, you couldn't cringe, you couldn't.
It's only 1 hour.
How are you going to breathe? How do you plan on breathing?
Like this.
They're going to crawl on your nose.
As long as you don't open your mouth, otherwise it will go in your mouth, which would be that'd be horrifying.
There is a good chance you die. But here's the thing. Yeah, they would crawl in your ears, crawl in your nose, crawl in your mouth, crawl up your butthole.
Oh!
You're wearing clothes, aren't you?
Yo, chill.
Okay, but like, keep in mind, you're in a coffin with 1,000 bees. You know how many bees 1,000 bees is?
1,000.
There's zero. There is zero room for them to move around. You're right there.
Yeah, if the room is just.
They're gonna crawl in you and like.
They'll be on you.
And then you're gonna try and stop them from going in your nose and stuff.
It depends on where the queen is. If the queen's on a wall, then they'll all swarm to the wall and be as close to the queen as they get. But if the queen ends up on you, then they're all over you.
Is there flowers in there?
No, it's just an empty room. Yeah, it's storming out there.
Sounds cool. Mm-hmm.
Power just flickered.
Oh, it is raining pretty bad. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
So that's why my grandma was at our house. Hold on.
Because it's stormy?
Mm-hmm.
I think the AC's kicking in, though.
Yeah, I hear it.
I can hear it.
We'll be stuck here overnight. This will be an extended podcast.
Hooray!
live stream.
It'll hit us at about...
It's probably hitting us right now.
About...
No.
It's about 9:15. Yeah, it'll hit us pretty... We'll be in the thick of it at 9:30, so...
In the thick of it.
Oh. Sorry, Grandma's just texting us about... Your family was wondering if there's a basement here or something, but I don't think there is.
We can just go to my house, guys. We can just mosey on to my house. It's not very far.
Is there a safe place? I wonder. Yeah.
I mean, we'd be pretty safe. Really, but you just got to watch for the tornado.
Train's going by.
Okay, I was like, is that tornado siren?
I was like, holy, and it's like bass boosted. Yeah, baby.
All right. Boom, 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 boom. So what's next?
Okay. Let's see here. So I got 5 more here, and we're at 49 minutes.
I think we can get through
Should
all five.
Should we get through all of them?
Yeah, let's get through all of them.
Well, we've only been doing this for 40 minutes.
All right, let's
our last episode was only an hour 15.
Yeah, we'll get
through. Yeah, we'll get through these. All right, would you rather work in extreme heat or extreme cold?
Extreme heat.
Which do you prefer?
I'd go extreme cold.
Extreme cold.
Extreme cold? I feel like we're talking like negative, right now in the middle of summer.
Negative 30 degrees or like 100 degrees.
So imagine just Alaska, which is fine.
Can you bundle up?
Are we working outside?
Yeah. It's easier to bundle up, I guess.
You'll die in extreme heat and you can at least...
No, because if you hydrate correctly and slow down your work, you'd be fine. But in extreme cold, you're going to freeze.
You need shade if you're bundled in extreme up. Heat. If yeah. you don't have shade, you'll die.
Like no matter how much
heat. This isn't
not
like
if you take moderate.
Like let's take hottest day in Arizona possible every single day like versus a, like Alaska brutal. Midwinter.
Okay, but people work in Arizona in the extreme heat every single day, in, but like, no one works. Buildings. No, like roofers and stuff.
Oh
work.
Yeah,
it'll be like right. out of work outside.
I guess I'm just assuming like you don't you, get a break from the yeah. from the weather. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, you have plenty of water.
Well, if we're saying like work in extreme heat, extreme cold, you'll get breaks.
Okay, but working in extreme cold, like you'll get
it's like your job.
Your whole face will freeze. Your hands will freeze.
Not if you're bundled up. If you're bundled up,
you
correctly,
still will freeze.
It'll still be hard to like.
It's like -30 degrees. You're cooked.
That's. I don't think that's true.
Nobody works outside in -30. Nobody.
If you get breaks, then I would probably do extreme heat.
That's also assuming extreme cold, you get breaks too, so you can go in and heat up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but yeah. you would need breaks like every 10 or 15 minutes in extreme
frostbite
cold.
Frostbite comes quicker than heat stroke would.
And you can tell heat stroke coming. Cause no.
I'd still say the extreme cold.
If you're numb.
All right, Max, we're going to stick you outside in the extreme cold and make you work for 8 hours straight.
And we'll all have strokes in the heat.
We'll have heat stroke. Hey, but you know what? We'll go to the hospital and most likely live. And he'll lose all of his appendages in the cold. His nose, gone. His ears, gone. His fingers, gone. Toes, gone.
His life,
gone.
But, yeah, well.
We'll find him when we're on the roof and having heat stroke. And it'll just be his, like, body, like, decomposed. And we'll be like, I found him. Then die.
Just fall on top of him.
Ugh, that would be disgusting.
I'd probably go extreme heat because like if you're working in extreme cold, you got all the gear on, it would kind of plus you would just be like more klutzy too.
Extreme heat, you could have like fans and stuff. Extreme cold, you would breaks, need like you, 18
you, you could
space
drink,
heaters.
You drink a lot of water. You can go in the shade if you're like.
That's not fair. If you get fans in extreme heat, you get like heaters. In
no, I, that's what I said. Oh, no, but even if you had six space
you
heaters,
shade.
You're
you
still
don't
gonna
get
freeze to death.
Even if I put like heat warmers in my mitts,
I mean that'll help a little bit. But at -30, I feel like that's too cold. You'd what's have the, to have like 18 hand warmers.
I mean, know, yeah. What do you? What is this? I don't even know what the work is. It's the work.
Outside work.
Outdoor work.
It doesn't matter what
construction.
It is.
Let's say. Just whatever. Just your outdoors,
like,
mostly.
Not like sitting down at a desk doing accounting in
in the middle of like a snowstorm.
No, that doesn't count. You have to shovel your driveway.
Why is my computer overheating?
Just stick it outside for half a second and then bring it back in. You're like, oh, she cooled now.
Cool off. All right, next one. Would you rather live in a treehouse or live in a cave?
Treehouse.
Treehouse.
Treehouse?
Yeah.
Cave, bro. I could have the man cave. Dude, I could have the cave from Minecraft. The or not from Minecraft, from SpongeBob. You know, the mermaid cave, bro?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Could have, like, stuff built into the walls. Have, like, secret
caves
passages.
Would be easier to, I don't know.
Cry in.
Caves would be easier they're to safer. Cry in. They're safer from storms.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have be protected more.
Dude, imagine. Storms. I have an entire cave to myself. I like block off.
You basically
the
in a be in a bunker.
Imagine an Ewok village in the middle of like
Ewok village.
Like an Ewok village. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Are you two gonna live there? You gonna found the village?
Yeah, well, we are the Ewok leaders.
Yeah, the Ewok.
C-3PO.
If I run out of power, I'm cooked.
In the cave, like the lights turn off, you can't see anything.
I'm dead. If I don't have a flashlight, I'm dead.
Absolute darkness.
I have to have like a line going to the entrance in case the.
Can you like customize these like villages though? So like, if he was in a cave, could he build it and customize it?
Well, of course I could.
Home?
Yeah,
of course. I'm not what
to an extent. Like you can't make like a super mansion, but like
unless
customize it.
Unless I chisel it out for the next 20 years. I mean,
the Bat Cave.
Dude, I could have a Bat Cave.
That'd be sweet.
I could be like Superman and have
twine
my
cave.
I'm still going with the treehouse.
Yeah, I do.
His buddy's gonna get tornadoed.
I think I go with cave.
And cave could be warmer so, too, like, because treehouse, like in the middle of winter, you need like space heaters and all that stuff. And a cave, I just seal the entrance, I'll be good.
Be more insulated.
I'll stay nice and warm in there.
Isaiah's gonna be just a bear for the winter.
You can hibernate.
I'll become like a hobbit, bro. I'll just be in the cave.
Live in a hill.
Literally. Why not?
Yeah, I'd go cave.
All right.
Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Oh, so this is like finding
never
a
have
good
to
one.
Stand in line
never,
again.
Never have to stand in line. That's a no-brainer.
They just hand it to me. They're like, here you go, Isaiah.
Imagine the lines at Disney World, dude. At Valley Fair. Valley Fair. Never have to stand in a line at all at Disneyland or Valley Fair.
Whenever you go to a first release, you're always the first person in line. Whenever you go to a restaurant, no one's in front of you in the waiting list. Whenever you order something online, if there's a limited quantity, you're the first person who gets it.
Yeah.
Pokemon, you're the first one who gets Pokemon.
As opposed to just being able to travel faster, basically.
Well, yeah, I'm just, okay, even but if I just think about it in the standing in line sense, I'd totally do that. It's like,
that's like crazy. Okay.
I mean, like, there's no debuff from all the lights being green. Like, it's not every single, like, the debuff from not choosing is, like, there's no debuff saying every light you approach is going to be red. It's just, maybe, you just go to
maybe, they're just like, behave normally.
Yeah, they just behave normally.
Who's to say that people won't get mad at you and beat you up for never having to stand in line?
You just pass everyone? Yeah. I suppose, that would probably.
And then you show them their card that you're like, this is my card.
But I mean, like, what lines do you go in that, like, where everybody actually knows you? Most of the time, you're just going in line with random people.
Yeah, but random people are the ones who are scary.
Well, it's just, like, the people that buy premium, expensive, top priority, whatever.
Like, fast pass lane.
They're just frowned upon.
Yeah, you're not beat up, you're just frowned upon.
That's fine. I'd rather be happy and frowned upon a little bit by other people than, like, have to wait.
You're not frowned upon that much.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
So I mean, like, when people go to Valley Fair, they're like, oh, there's fast pass lanes.
Fast pass.
They're not like, oh, fast pass lanes. Then they go beat them up.
They're just like, they collaborate and, like, just beat them up.
They're just like, they're just like, oh, they have a fast pass lane. So, yeah.
Yeah, line one would probably have some most benefits there. All right. I don't know about this one, but. Would you rather be able to stop time or rewind time?
They both are bad.
They're both bad.
It's okay, but is stopping time meaning I can move but no one else can? Or is it stopping time?
Stopping time, you
so
can
I
still...
So I can just delay the inevitable?
You can still move around.
Oh, okay, so
I it's rewind
otherwise,
time.
Otherwise, if you stop time, you wouldn't be able to restart time.
True. Well, I'm assuming if you can stop it, you can restart it.
Well, actually, yeah, no. Wait, I think you have to do rewind, because I've just always been worried when I stop time. Like, if I wanted to practice piano for hours, which is, like, why I would always stop time, I can't move the keys, because they're frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen.
It's rewind time.
It's true.
It's rewind time.
Rewind.
Well, you could move the keys. There would just be no noise.
No, they'd be, if you're freezing time, the keys are kind of locked in their place. Yeah, time.
Well, I'm sure you could move stuff.
It'd be very, very, very slow.
I wonder if stuff would, like, retain there. Like if you, if you, like, punch something and stop time when you restarted time, would it, like, go flying?
So, like,
would
if,
it,
like, if
retain,
I...
Would it retain,
if
like,
I stop time and then I punch Calvin in the face?
I don't know if it would retain the momentum.
It would be, like, in Breath of the Wild when you use stasis.
Well, think about it. If...
That'd be sweet.
If you were standing still and you got punched... In a quarter of a second, you might not move, but you'll feel the effect of the punch. So I feel like, you know, like time freezes, you get punched in the face, and then time unfreezes, you just go like, ah.
You know, like what happens to that? Like,
but your face doesn't move. Like the person, all the shock goes to your fist. Like it's
so
the face,
just,
the face
it's just
is
like wall,
concrete.
Basically.
It's like yeah, it's like hitting concrete. Person's not gonna feel a thing.
Not necessarily. Well, we don't know.
Because it happens.
You can't stop time.
Because it happens in zero time. Like it doesn't take place in a time.
Why can
restart time?
Why can
so
air
it didn't
move.
Happen?
Why can air move then? Nothing else can.
If we'll just say you can move through air. Like, there's certain givens you gotta. Like,
got it.
Otherwise,
no,
think
you
about
can
it
just,
too literally.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily that everything's frozen, just more so like everything that is like moving freezes. Like, humans freeze, water freezes, all that stuff freezes, but like you could move like an inanimate object, like a chair. I feel like.
Right.
Rewinding time's sketchy though. Cause like,
why is it sketchy? What? There's nothing sketchy
weird.
About it.
If you rewind time,
you not like there's a risk of
happening to your current self.
This probably wouldn't be time travel, right?
But you can't go. You can
it
only rewind. You can't go back. Like I can't. If I rewind.
But if you rewind time, you know what the future is. So the events have to happen in a certain way.
No, they don't.
Yeah, because otherwise the future would change, right?
Who cares?
That's just how.
doesn't matter. Why does it matter?
So we're saying you rewind time and the future gets erased.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to
so
happen
you can
the
undo
same.
Any of your actions.
It's exactly. It's going to happen the same, except for whatever you change.
It's essentially saying, I'm going to rewind time, and the future is going to be whatever you make it to be, because the future it wouldn't be there. So you kind of have to make your own future.
Just
you know what you know what the past is. Yeah. You know, but you never know what the future is going to be unless it'll be the exact same unless you change it.
Okay.
It's like I said something stupid to somebody and I regretted it severely.
Undo.
So yeah, I go back 10 minutes and I don't do that stupid thing and I don't say that stupid thing.
And then you can practice your piano for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, you'd still
over and
know
over.
10 uninterrupted minutes, and you go back and go back and go back and yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah, but you'd probably go like insane from worrying about, you know, everything that you have to rewind and try and figure out.
Yeah, there, you do have a point to that.
Because you're, and the thing is, you'll still live throughout that time, so you will age from that time. It's not like you de-age for reversing in time.
But you don't.
Because you stay constant, nothing else does.
I thought it was just.
Or is it you? Just,
I only gain my memories. That's. I thought that was the only thing that changes. I just gain more memories.
Yeah,
of,
basically.
But if I age.
Well, if you retain memories, then your brain has to.
Yeah, I
retain
you'd
the
probably be
the
aging
time.
Still.
You'd probably
so.
Age.
If you use it enough, you'd
either
be like
you,
getting older than everyone.
Well, then I would not ever do that.
Same thing. If you stop time, though, you still age.
It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Either
I
way.
I just wouldn't use the
You
power.
Could just choose not to use it, yeah. It's always something you'd fall back on.
Yeah.
True. I would also just take stop time so I can get out of terrible situations.
Well, I feel like you should rewind.
Also,
so
stop
time is like,
just cool. But
what if somebody mugs you and kills, like, one of your family members?
Batman.
Well, then I literally... I stop time. I get into their car. I go home with them. They're ever about to catch me. I just stop time and move.
Why
and then
would you
I
not,
slaughter their entire family.
Why would you not go back in time and save your family and then go
yeah.
kill them?
Wait, which family member? Because, like...
It matters.
That would be so weird.
Family member.
That would be
most
so weird. You'll see your family die, and then you go back behind and save them, and you can tell them that you saw them die.
I would not tell them
okay,
that.
Okay, but you
like,
have to
oh,
live
you know
with
that. They
go
died.
To the institution.
That would be weird.
You have to live with that.
That
they
weird.
Were supposed to die, and
works.
You went
you know
back
so
in
many,
time.
You know, like so many things that
who said they were supposed
that,
to die
that were going to happen.
If you die, you're supposed to die.
Really?
Yes.
Now, also, you're not. You know, sure, am I right in saying you can't go back to the future? So whatever you rewind to, you're stuck in.
Yeah,
that
you're
time
stuck.
Period?
In, you have
can
to,
I
have
go
to
back
keep
to 1943?
Isaiah. So essentially,
but if you go that far back, you'll never catch up to the present.
Yeah,
if I went
right,
if I went
but
back,
I can make billions.
If I go back to like 2011, whatever.
2011.
Yeah. Also, 2011. Though, keep in mind, time traveling has terrible benefits or terrible consequences in the future. Like, if you bought one Bitcoin could be worth $0 today.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be crazy. Wait, that'll be crazy. You could do like you could get all like the winning lottery stuff.
It's true, but then
because you know,
like what if you get murdered in your sleep whatever. Because of how much money you made?
Only win one lottery.
Or what if once. What if you're captured by the government because of
because you can they know you
because,
can
because
rewind time and rewind
yeah, rewind time. No matter what they do, the government will never be able to catch you because you'll
okay. But how do you rewind time?
I don't know.
You just decide to. Snap your fingers. It's like a brand. Like
snap your fingers. Okay, what if they restrain you?
Okay, you? Then you just think about it. All you just think about it. Yeah, it's done.
What if you're it's unconscious?
Like it's like a muscle. If you're unconscious, you're screwed. I'm sorry.
Like it's
they can shrink.
It's not. It's not. It's not done. Like it's like a controller that you can control. Hey, I'm gonna stop time here. It's like an innate process that you can use.
You just it's just like
like so it does it automatically. Like anything bad happens, you go back in time. What if you don't want to?
No, but you can. Are you just stuck? It's an innate ability that you can control.
That you can control. Yeah,
if Isaiah, if you want to let your family die, you are allowed to do that. No one said you had to go back and save them.
Nah, it's a canon event. It's a canon
event. It had to happen. I couldn't interfere.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I could stop time and prevent it as well.
No.
The point is, well, like, you come really. Back and find them dead or something. Like,
well, it's then too late. I wasn't was there. Late. That's not my fault. That's not on me. They deserve to die, I guess. Like, I don't know.
What would Deadpool say about that? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's call up Ryan Reynolds right now.
Because Isaiah has Ryan Reynolds on speed dial.
Who doesn't, bro? You don't have him on speed dial? All right, next question.
Okay. Before this last one, does anybody have any that they thought of?
No. Okay, so there's...
The gorilla. Who would win in a fight?
Yeah.
100... What was it?
100
men. 100 men versus one gorilla.
Is that the last question?
No.
It's not the last question, but we can talk about
100 men.
100 men are winning all day. Last question is
kind of... 100 men, yeah.
A gorilla is like 4'11". They're not that big.
Wait, what? Whoa.
Yes. A silverback gorilla is 4'11".
Standing on its...
Some gorillas are like...
Some gorillas are not 4'11".
Yeah. Some are huge.
Like Harambe?
We're talking like Donkey Kong gorilla
here. Yeah.
No, but 100 dedicated men that are bent on killing a gorilla would definitely just
overpower. A silverback gorilla typically stands between 5 and 6 feet tall.
Really?
And they have an arm span between 7 to 8 feet.
7 to 8 feet.
Wow, so they're like a normal man.
Yeah.
The tallest gorilla ever was 6'4".
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, they're cooked. No. One's cooked.
Okay, and here's the thing.
Weighing like...
The men
depends on what strategy they go with.
Only because weighing 263 kilograms is not that much.
I don't think a gorilla is intelligent.
Obviously, I'd brace it saying this. There are going to be deaths. There's no way to foolproof death count.
Maybe.
There are going to be deaths, and the way I'm going to start it is I am throwing like 6 people in just for the entertainment factor.
Of the gorilla or of the people watching the fight?
Of the other people. So we're gonna throw the most.
It's like the Colosseum.
We're gonna throw the most annoying people at him first. Hey, you got this.
Throw Maxwell in first.
You're gonna weed out the weak people first.
No.
Wait, that's so smart. Throw in the weak people, so then he gets tired of the bad people.
and then you're swarming.
What happens when the gorilla just one shots like all of them? Boom, dead.
Just 200 pumped.
Well, I'm sure they'd be running around.
One gorilla one punch to the head would probably kill you.
Oh, it would.
Well, they can grab you and crush your skulls with their fists. Like, the thing is, there will be deaths, but eventually, just like the, what was the other thing we talked about? The zombies, right? They'll eventually swarm you, and they'll kill you.
Yeah. Which is like, I don't know, I feel like the gorilla could win, but it's not really smart enough to. You have to like follow a strategy where you don't get stuck in the crowd.
Their stamina
and like draw people away. And, like,
their stamina is horrible. The gorilla's not going to be able to run away and pack people out. They're not going to be able to take 1v1s. All right, their stamina is horrible. Even if they try and run away, they're not going to be able to take 1v1s.
Yeah.
And
dude, I'll take my one with a gorilla all day.
He's going to grab a Vandal ISO ult to the gorilla and one tap him.
Pew! One shot. Guys, he's 1 HP. Nah, it'd be fine. Especially if you coordinate, 100 men can do more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what 100 men could do in one day. So I'm pretty sure 100 men could win.
Yeah, I mean, just take a look at like all the old like Indonesian building a mud house videos. Have you seen those?
You know how many of those are fake?
They're probably fake.
90% of those are fake.
That means 10% of them are real.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly, brother.
I mean, they're still cool videos to watch whether or not they're fake. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Still.
I wonder how many AI-generated videos we've seen thinking that they're real.
Probably not very many.
I've noticed a couple.
Except like, on like that are just, reels I don't watch or yeah. like shorts.
Reels and yeah. shorts are probably more.
Not a ton of like actual videos are fully AI generated. Unless you watch Quebel Cup.
Exactly. Quebel Cup is just all AI. He is essentially getting rid of him, the human factor, and making the AI make videos for him. So he doesn't have to make videos anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Make money, no work. Yippee.
He gets...
Just make reaction videos.
Literally, like...
Have you seen the Schlatt...
Have you seen? Sheen?
Have you seen the Schlatt reaction machine?
Yeah. It's like a new reaction video every day, and he gets like tons of views. Just prints money with them.
No,
he's what he talked about him before. He doesn't even make them for like because he likes making them. He says no one likes making. So he makes tons of them.
No one likes making reaction videos, but they are one of the most watched things.
What's a reaction video?
You watch something and you react to it,
watching it and commenting on it. Oh. Yeah,
except when it's Jay Schlatt.
No, I hate Jay Schlatt.
Jay Schlatt.
That's just a bad name. Sorry, guy.
Jared Schlatt.
Is that his last name?
What are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing that with my toe.
That's your toe?
Yeah. It's not his actual name.
You're weird. Stop doing that.
What is he doing?
Stop, please.
I'm rubbing my toe against the metal.
Oh, can you guys hear that?
Yeah, it's raining really hard.
You couldn't hear that before?
I could, yeah, but it's like...
It's raining really hard. Yeah.
Like white noise out there.
Dude, I didn't realize. Guys, let's go run around in the rain. Come on. All right. What's the last question?
All right. This one's hardly even a question because it's so obvious which one you should choose. But would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games or games?
Unlimited games.
Unlimited but no games, game. But no more games.
I'd rather shoot myself.
Yeah, I think.
I think about wait, but like
I think it's pretty obvious here.
Guys, unlimited bacon. I could have unlimited money. I could use unlimited that bacon. Money.
But you get no games though.
So,
it's true.
I could buy sports cars and have fun.
But
driving.
Think about unlimited games though.
But I can't no play games. Them. But I can't.
But you get unlimited games though.
But it's but followed think, by
it's true.
No games.
Think about actually,
it.
No, whoa, whoa.
I am thinking but, about it. I'm thinking about
no, but
it.
But I'm, think about it though.
It's not even doesn't even make sense.
I'm taking the bacon because I love bacon.
It's true. I could have unlimited bacon.
I think I'll take the unlimited games.
Also,
you
no
don't
matter
get games.
No, but I get unlimited games.
No. You get games. You just can't play them.
That's no that's games. The worst. But I get bacon. And I can eat.
No
I can
games,
eat the bacon.
But I get still get unlimited.
Also,
games.
Like bacon, I can
bacon.
Have like
you can eat the bacon.
I could have one pack of bacon that like never runs out. It's just I just pull
and
bacon
also,
out.
Who
of
says
it.
You can't sell that bacon and make money to
you
buy
can sell
games?
The games.
Or who said you can't sell the games too?
Yeah,
no,
unlimited
no.
games.
Unlimited bacon, but no games. So you get no games. No matter what, you end up with no games.
But you have unlimited games,
but
not to
but
play,
no games,
but
right.
not to play.
You just have
so you have them, but you can't. But Tate's being really weird about it.
No,
like,
but you know, no games.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at us like that?
That is the whole the question. The question is bull. It's a dumb question.
But what,
it's a dumb
but what question. Kind of games?
It doesn't matter. You
think
just
about
don't
it.
Get them.
Unlimited games.
You can't play
Wait,
them,
only,
though.
You can't. Only you get no games.
You can't play
but you
them.
Get
it doesn't matter.
Games.
So either way, I never get to play Catan again, which Sir? Means life isn't worth living.
Catan a game?
Yes, it's a game.
No, it's a board game.
Game is in the name.
Is there a difference?
Game is in the name.
Name is in the game.
What about video games? Well, yeah, unlimited video games, but no board games.
I lost the game.
I lost the game.
Say it. Say it.
I lost the game.
Okay.
How did none of you guys lose the game? That's crazy. I was like,
it's been a while.
Wait.
Sorry, viewers of this podcast.
Oh,
apologize.
I'm sorry, Graham.
Yeah, poor Graham just lost.
I told Graham that I would let him know. He really wanted me to let him know.
You can't play the game anymore. According to these rules. So you win.
Wait. But you take the unlimited games, but
yes.
You take no more games, so you don't have to you don't play the game anymore.
Though that'd just be a blessing.
Yeah. That's why you take the unlimited games, but no games.
So do I get to stare at them, or do I just, they don't, no games? Unlimited games,
no
but
games.
No games.
No games.
But But you just earlier you said unlimited games.
Yeah.
And now you're saying no games.
Uh-huh. Yeah, unlimited
games. So
which
one is it?
So you get games, unlimited games, but no games.
So is that like three separate things here? I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's unlimited games, but no more games.
Like, who thought this
up? It's pretty straightforward.
I don't know. It's just, it's one of the dumb questions that just exists in the internet.
Oh, I decline to answer.
I revoke my Fifth Amendment right.
Unlimited games.
All right, unlimited games for the win.
To get out of the game with the no games. That's what I take. All right. That's everything I had.
All right.
All right. Maybe we'll sign off here and then chill here until the storm dies down, because I'm not leaving right now.
Yeah.
Why not?
I gotta download the audio anyway. So.
Yeah, it doesn't die down for about another 30 minutes. So.
Oh, that's not too long.
It's pretty easy to sneak out. Just dodge the raindrops.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right. Well,
just gotta stop time.
If I was
if I could just stop time.
The leprechaun.
Yeah, true. If I was like 2 feet tall, there's less of me. Max would get like covered.
If only we had unlimited games right now.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. Good all right, place.
Thanks
sign
for
off.
Listening, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This is Uninformed signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.